And welcome to the Odyssey Radio Show. We talk about ancient mysteries and metaphysical topics and unfiltered news of the day. And we will get to all of that today in our hour. And our first guest is an expert in hypnotherapy. Her name is Pat Goodall. Welcome to the show, Pat.
Hi, how are you today?
Thanks for being with us. I met you at a psychic fair, and I was really impressed with all of your knowledge. And we're going to dig into the subject of hypnotherapy. Why don't you start by telling us how you got involved with it?
Well, I've always had a desire to help people on a deeper level than just the physical. And so I just decided that I wanted to explore new areas, and one of those areas was hypnotherapy. And that seemed to be the fit for me.
It resonated with you.
Yes, it did.
Well, let's start with just a basic definition. What is hypnosis?
Well, hypnosis is the act of allowing your conscious mind to relax, and it brings up your subconscious mind to become more open and receptive to suggestions. It allows your mind to tune out all the worries and doubts that you have and program your subconscious mind in a positive way.
And we all, a lot of us have that like negative voice running through our head all day long, don't we?
Yes, we do.
So this is a way around that.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Okay, do you know why that there is that negative voice? Is that part of the study of hypnosis, or is it just some people have that and others are more positive?
Well, it has a lot to do with our upbringing. It has a lot to do with the areas that we're in, how, you know, just our inputs in life, what we get throughout life. We're always programmed to believe certain things as we're growing up in different areas. What somebody believes in this area won't be something that somebody believes in another area. So we grow up with the negative stuff just kind of implanted in us. That's why it's important to get down into the subconscious mind to be able to reprogram those negative things into the positive things.
That's really interesting. I think I just discovered something, because a lot of our relatives, our parents and grandparents, had a really rough time. They went through the Dust Bowl and the Depression. And I think we got a lot of negative implants from our families at that time. Would you agree?
Oh, yes, definitely. Carries through for generations and generations.
Because my earliest memories are kind of like of scarcity. Even though my family was middle class, it was like, well, we got to save a buck. And I kind of asked my parents one day, I'm like, well, where did you get that from? It's like, well, our parents were really poor. They went through the Depression. And you
right.
never know, that could happen again any minute.
Exactly. That's where they've programmed their mind to believe that it could happen any minute.
Wow, that is amazing. Can anybody be hypnotized, or are certain people more subject to it, or, you know, how does that work?
Anybody can be hypnotized if you want to be. It's not something that you go against somebody's moral standards or anything else. If they really just do not want to be hypnotized, then they won't be. There's nothing that can be forced on a person. They are in control of their mind. In fact, people don't realize it, but they're hypnotized every day.
Give us some examples of that.
Well, by daydreaming, when you're reading a book, when you're watching TV, playing a video game, if you're in a boring business meeting, your mind kind of drifts away. That's a form of hypnosis. Even some people, when they're driving a car, enter into a trance state where they could be talking to their passenger and driving at the same time. So who's driving the car if you're talking to the passenger?
Well, especially if you take the same route home every day.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
We go into this zone while we're driving.
Exactly. So that's a form of hypnosis. So as you see, anybody can be hypnotized. In fact, they are every day.
Wow, that's amazing. So what it feels like then is just like kind of a light engrossing in some activity, or just being occupied by some activities.
Well, different people report different feelings of hypnosis. And in fact, each time you're hypnotized, you can feel differently. Some people feel really relaxed and just floaty, kind of in a meditative state. Other people find that they feel very light, and they feel all of a sudden empowered with all kinds of knowledge that they didn't understand before. It's just all very different. It just depends depends on the person. It depends on where they're at that particular time.
Now, what's the difference between being hypnotized and being asleep?
Excuse me. Being hypnotized is letting your subconscious mind come up. Being asleep is just totally letting it be in control. But what it is that hypnosis is that little piece of time in between being awake and being asleep. You know, where you're just about asleep, but not quite.
Right.
You're still very aware of everything that's around you. You're still very aware of everything that's being said to you, but you're just haven't totally drifted off to sleep yet. That's where hypnosis is.
And that's right this there. Prime area where we can put in positive suggestions then.
Yes, right? It is. Yeah.
Okay, now what are some of the main issues or problems people come to you for? Like, what's some examples of what can be fixed or healed through hypnosis?
Well, of course, one of the main things that I deal with is smoking, sensation of smoking, and losing weight. And, of course, the benefits of those are being able to smell better, to smoke, and to become a healthier person, a slender person, healthier, can breathe easier. I also deal with people with low self-esteem and people that are dealing with a lot of stress in their life or even pain, a lot of pain. Hypnosis can work with the subconscious mind to actually relieve someone's pain.
Wow.
People don't understand that. That's kind of new.
The first two things you mentioned are major hardcore addictions. I mean, there's million-dollar industries based on stopping smoking and weight loss. So what would you do? How would you break through that addiction and stop it?
Well, one of the first things that I would do is, first of all, make sure that the person wants to quit smoking, for instance. The next thing I would do is I would try to find out where in their life they started smoking. I would take them back to a possible time where they started smoking so they could examine what the reason was behind that. So if it was peer pressure or if it was a bet or a dare or if they just were depressed or what happened to cause them to start smoking and go back to that period in time and try to fix that. A lot of times that's all it takes is being able to go back into that place and see what happened to cause the action and then fix it.
I would imagine with a lot of young kids, they want to smoke because their friends smoke because they want to be cool. So you take them back to that moment, right?
Yes.
And then you explain to them that it's not cool, or how would you do that?
I let them see them out of their eyes now. I let them picture themselves or imagine themselves starting that smoking out of the eyes that they have now, the eyes that want to quit smoking. And what would they say to that child that wants to start smoking?
What would
they say to themselves?
Because they're no longer some 12-year-old kid, and it's ridiculous to be playing that tape.
Exactly.
12 years old and trying to fit in a middle school crowd. I mean, it's absurd if they're an adult.
Exactly.
And yet they're still playing that tape, huh?
Right. That's exactly right. And people get stuck in that tape. So our thing as hypnotherapists is to try and get in there and stop that tape or get it going in a different direction so that they understand that they don't have to be controlled by that particular rewind any longer. They can go on to something else.
And then also with food, maybe someone has something bad happen to them, like their parents are getting divorced when they're like 10 years old. So they go to the fridge and get something comforting, a piece of chocolate pie, right? It could be that
right.
event.
Right. Or I had one client that was taught all of her young life. What happened with her was that she was denied food. And even though there was plenty of money in the family and plenty of food, she was denied food, actually denied food. Or she had to, cut a hamburger in half or in quarters and share it with her siblings. And she never had enough. And so when she got older to where she could buy her own hamburger, she found out that she could buy a hamburger. And golly, she could even buy fries. And she could eat them all herself. And you know what? She could buy two and eat that herself. And so it became a real weight problem for her because she overindulged after that, after she found out that she really could do it. So I took her back to that time and let her see that and asked her if that benefited her any longer. And of course, the answer was no. And so she was able to drop that habit.
That's amazing. Now, how about these people that have all these money issues? They just go from month to month, and they barely make their bills, and they just can't seem to get ahead. I mean, how would you address that?
Well, once again, my personal way of doing things is to find out what caused that particular problem to start taking place, because I feel like everything has a root in the past in some form or another, even if it was just last week. You know, it's got a root back there somewhere. And so I would take the person back to why they feel like they have not got enough money and what happened to make them not have enough money. And we'd examine that and see what we could do to change that behavior. And the person's subconscious mind is so in tune with them and what they're doing and everything that that they can take them back to that time and space and find out what maybe they could have done with the money better, or and then they can actually fix their own problem.
Right, or maybe we start out in life just with such scarcity of money. Like I remember, you know, well, if you're really good, we'll give you $1 a week for allowance, but you really have to earn it. And we're given these, you know, initial messages about money that's so scarce.
Yes. And what was your message that you got from there? The message that you got was, if you're good, you'll get the money.
Right.
And if you work hard, you'll get the money. And if you, what was this other thing that you said?
Well, it was just that a dollar is such a small amount. I mean,
right.
You know,
right.
And you know, if you're lucky, you'll get it or something. You know, that's what a lot of us were taught with our initial allowances, I believe.
So instead of being taught that we have the ability within ourselves to earn the money, we have the ability, we have the wherewithal to earn our money, we're taught that we can only get it if we work really hard, or if we're really good, or if we have to start off with this little tiny amount.
Right.
See how that programming works?
Yeah, instead of saying, well, money is easy and abundant, and, you know, there's lots of easy ways to get it, and you can be successful and lucky, and here's $100 allowance or something, I don't know.
Exactly, exactly. So we just have to reprogram ourselves into a more positive.
And it's appropriate for that time when you're like 8 years old, but it's not appropriate to have that tape running as an adult.
Correct. That is correct.
I see. That makes a lot of sense. Let me remind everybody, this is the Odyssey Radio Show, and we're talking to Pat Goodall, who's a hypnotherapist. And do you have a website? I know you're in the Northwest. We're both in Portland, but, you know, we have a national audience. Is there a way people can get to you?
Yes. My website is www.insideouthypnosis.com.
Okay, let's say that again. It's www.insideouthypnosis.com.
Right.
Okay, great, because I know people are going to want to get in touch with you. Now, if somebody is across the country, could you make a tape for them and send it to them? How would that work?
Yes, I can do that. I can make a tape for them. I can do hypnosis over the phone, in fact.
Wow.
Also, if you wanted to get in touch with a hypnotherapist that's close by you in your area, I can get you in contact with somebody in your area.
That's really great that you're
through the International Hypnosis
share.
Federation. So,
so there's a name of a particular federation to find out if they're, you know, legit and well trained. What's that called?
Yes, it's called the International Hypnosis Federation, and that has a their website too is .com, and they have a list of all the hypnotherapists throughout the whole nation that have been trained through their organization. I chose their organization because they concentrate on body, mind, and spirit, which is important to me, instead of just concentrating on the physical. I believe that everything is all interconnected. So that's why I went with the International Hypnosis Federation for my training. It has come in to be very, very valuable. It treats every area of your life rather than just one little tiny piece.
Well, that's really great. And I want to give the most cutting-edge information to my audience, because they're all on a metaphysical path, And if they've got some crummy tape running from 30 years ago, we have to get rid of it so they can be abundant. because, you know, our audiences, they're accomplishing great things, and we just can't have anything holding us back at this point. What I want to ask now is, let's go back to, like, the smoking issue. Is that something where you make a tape of the session and they have to play it over and over and get repetitive, or is repetition important, or how does that work?
With particular things like stopping smoking or losing weight, it is a good idea to have a tape that you can play over and over again, because that's a habit that has taken a long time to ingrain itself in a person. So it may take a little while of repetition to get it un-ingrained.
I see. Now, if somebody called you and they said, you know, I need to lose weight, could you go ahead and make a general tape, or would it pretty much have to be with them and figuring out their exact issue?
A lot of companies will do like just a particular tape. Me, myself, I work on an individual basis where I like to be able to get back, like I said, to where the person's habit started and fix that. Because I feel like if you don't go back to the place where it started, then it just could go backwards and start up again at some point. But if you fix that part that it got started at, you know what I mean? Then you're able to correct that behavior for the rest of your life.
So, because we all know we can go into a New Age store and there's all these general hypnosis tapes on the wall for every subject, but I see what you're saying. For you, you can customize it to their exact issue.
Exactly. And those tapes on the wall are good, and because they are repetitious and they help to break the habit. But if you don't go back to the root of the problem, then that root could sprout up again.
I see. It's like weeding a garden, huh?
Exactly, like weeding a garden. A lot of the different things that I deal with, like phobias or helping a person achieve their goals or get better grades on their tests and things like that, can be accomplished in like one session.
That's amazing. Now, let's touch on phobias. Now, let's say someone has a horrible fear of drowning in the ocean, but they live in Kansas or something. Do you believe, this is kind of speculation on your part, but is this a past life bleeding over into this life? Do you get into past lives, or do you just deal with it here and now?
Yes, I do get into past lives, and I do believe that that could be something that has happened in a past life that has bled over into this life. Therefore, once again, we have to go back and find out what happened and deal with that particular thing. Sometimes a person, like if they're afraid of water and they go into a past life and they find that the reason they were afraid of water was because they drowned in another life, if you go back and you even recognize that, that mm-hmm. cures the problem.
Just,
you don't have to go through
knowledge.
Any real therapy session. You just have to recognize that that is what happened. And
I see.
It cures the problem.
So how do you, let's say you're in the middle of a session, how do you lead one back to another life? How do you get them there?
Just by letting them, actually they kind of lead themselves.
Right.
I just kind of let them go back. I just ask them to go back to the beginning of the problem. And whether that be in this life or in a previous life, go back to the beginning of the problem. And usually they will find themselves going back to where the problem started, like with the water. They'll find themselves as a little child by a river or something, and they'll describe themselves totally different. They'll describe their surroundings as totally different, and I'm just there to record it and to help them to see what's going on.
I see. So you're saying something like a phobia, a fear of heights, is actually a little bit easier to address than maybe an addiction.
Yes, it pretty much is. You can pretty much get to the basis of that and get that taken care of in like one session, because once a person recognizes where that fear has come from, they can totally make it go away.
It's just that recognition.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's interesting. So what are some of the other problems people come to you with, besides, you know, the top ones we talked about, the smoking, the weight loss, the money scarcity?
Well, I also have people come to me because they want to have a better sex life.
Sure, let's talk about that too. I mean, romance and finding the right partner and improving sex life.
Yep, and better fulfilling marriages and relationships. That's all really important. People also come to me because they want to be happy, and they don't understand why they can't grab hold of that happiness and that peacefulness in their life. They come to me because they are insomniacs, and just they want to get some sleep. And this also helps them to be able to get some sleep. So
what about that person? They just can't find a partner. They join all these dating services and go out to the bars and join all these clubs, and they just can't find the right person. What kind of blockage do you think would be there?
There could be some blockage from teenage years where maybe they were joked with. They could have some block from something a parent or a relative might have ingrained in them that they weren't good enough for anybody. It could be anything, and that once again is where we would go back and try to find the root of the problem to see what's blocking them from having a successful relationship. A lot of people, the reason why they can't is because they have no self-confidence, no self-esteem. And when you fix the self-esteem problem, suddenly they've got people coming out all around them.
So, or what if they had a bad relationship, you know, 20 years ago, and then they decided right at that moment, you know, I'm just going to be single, and that tape stays with them.
Exactly. And so you have to go back and fix the tape. You have to go back and reprogram that part of your subconscious to be able to accept the relationship again.
I see. So what if a person wants to become a hypnotherapist? What kind of process or training would they go through?
Well, once again, I'm kind of I really like the International Hypnosis Federation because they deal with all three aspects of a person's being. So what I would do would be to recommend that they go to their website and find out when their classes are. They have classes all the time. They've got spiritual hypnosis classes. They've got regular certification courses. They've got a conference in the summer every year that is absolutely fantastic. And I would just recommend that if somebody wanted to become a hypnotherapist themselves, that they get in contact with the International Hypnosis Federation and go to some of their classes. It's fascinating, and it's fun.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Really, really fun and rewarding experience. It's a rewarding profession to be in because you can reach so many people and help so many people overcome their problems. And that's really what we want to do as light workers, is to help people to overcome and go on.
Now, do you find this is getting more accepted by the established, you know, medical systems in our country? I mean, does insurance cover any of this ever, or is the medical community drawing a line and separating themselves from hypnosis?
Well, the medical society does not like anything that has to do with anything that doesn't deal with them.
Yeah, or drugs, right?
Oh, right, exactly. They want to kind of keep all of that to themselves. More and more people, however, are becoming involved in the alternative medicines like hypnosis and all kinds of different other therapies that are out there. There's just a big sway towards the alternative things now than there used to be. More and more people are waking up to the fact that they don't have to be, you know, on the drugs. They don't have to go to the medical field and submit their bodies to that kind of thing. They can go and actually learn how to get control of their own bodies again. Because that's what we were made to do. We were made to be in control of our own bodies and be able to be healthy ourselves and heal ourselves. We're all getting back to learning how to do that again, I believe.
Yeah, you know, my background is in the medical field, and I used to work in those office buildings, and all day long I watched the sales reps with their fancy suits and their expensive lunches come in and wine and dine and schmooze the doctors, and it was just awful.
Yeah.
And give out their free samples all day, and you just have to wonder, you know, have they just been bribed? Have these doctors been bribed?
Right.
You know, to get to prescribe all these medications that are just dulling people down.
And it's important to realize that a lot of the medications that are out there nowadays, they don't cure anything. They just cover up the symptoms. And what the alternative medicines are doing right now is they're helping your body actually become strong enough to heal itself again, get away from all of the stuff that has covered up the symptoms, and be able to get back to actually promoting your body to heal itself.
And it seems like with hypnosis, it's low cost and there doesn't seem to be any downside. I mean, do you know of anything of somebody getting stuck in a trance or any negative aspects ever occurring during hypnosis or anything like that?
Nope. I have never had anybody get stuck in a trance, never heard of anybody getting stuck in a trance. People are afraid of that, so that's a good thing to address.
It's an urban myth then, right?
Yes, it's a myth. The worst thing that can happen is, say you're in a hypnotherapist's office and they've got you into a hypnotic trance and they're going about, you know, reprogramming your subconscious, and suddenly they get called away from the office or something, and they just kind of leave you there. Well, the worst thing that can happen is that you fall asleep.
Right.
I mean, a person will automatically come out of a hypnotic trance just because they don't hear the voice anymore talking to them from the therapist. And so they would automatically just come out of the trance just because of that one reason itself. Or you just fall asleep and you wake up refreshed and alert, and that's it.
Right.
I've never known anybody to get stuck in a trance.
Well, maybe the medical industry is starting these urban myths. I don't know. It could be a conspiracy.
Yeah.
But it does seem like, you know, it's very low cost and there is no downside, and people can at least try hypnosis.
You know,
and the tapes in the store complement the personal tapes that you make.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And people know when they come to you really probably where their issue is from their childhood, really. I mean, they can almost just tell you sometimes, right?
Right. Well, a person, you know, people kind of sell their subconscious short. Their subconscious mind already has stored inside of them everything that they've ever been through in any lifetime and everything that will ever happen to them in this lifetime or any other lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
It's already stored within the subconscious self. And so all your answers to your problems, all the answers to your questions, all the answers to everything is already inside a person. So hypnosis is just a tool to use to help you to tap into that subconscious to get those answers unburied.
Well, it's really great. And, you know, you have a really nice, easygoing manner about you. And I think that's important, too. Just find a hypnotherapist who you feel is you have a good rapport with.
Yes, that's very important. Anybody that you don't feel that you can trust is not going to be a good match for you. The best thing to do is just use your intuition, and everybody's got their intuition, and if you feel good about a therapist, go with it, and if you don't, then back out.
So let's go over one more time about your services you offer and your website. Go ahead and tell people, because you're in Portland, but you can help people nationwide, so go ahead and tell us all about that.
Okay, my website is www.insideouthypnosis.com. And I specialize in weight loss, smoking cessation, helping to relieve stress and pain relief, getting a better love life,
sure.
Achieving goals, achieving your goals that you've set before you, helping you get academic success, breaking bad habits. Phobias, fears, things like that, being able to get some sleep, and past life regression therapy. There's many people nowadays that have become a more interesting subject for people. They like to go to therapists just so that they can go into past lives and find out more about what's happened to them in their past lives. And that is certainly something that I also do. So.
Absolutely, and Pat can do a phone reading, too.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you one bonus question before I let you go. You know, I met you at a psychic fair. We're both tarot readers, but you read a special type of tarot called the Voyager deck. Why don't you tell me a little bit about Voyager tarot and how that works?
Well, the Voyager tarot, they're fascinating cards. They are just absolutely fascinating. They're nothing like you've ever seen before. They are designed with collage art. And what they're designed to do is do kind of what hypnosis does, tap into your subconscious mind to find the answers to your questions. That's what those cards are designed to do. The layouts are, you just kind of have to throw out all the rules and regulations to tarot reading with these particular cards, and they give you the answers that you're looking for. They can actually guide you in your life.
Well, I can see how you would do both hypnotherapy and Voyager Tarot. It seems to go together.
Yes, yes, they do. Both of them deal with tapping into the subconscious mind, and they're just different tools to get to that same point.
Now, Voyager, you have to go through a certified course. Isn't that correct? Or you should.
Well, you should go through the certified course. You don't have to. You can actually buy the cards down to, like, New Renaissance or a New Age bookstore. You can buy the cards there, and they're fantastic cards, and they will help serve you and your purposes right then and there. However, if you wanted to delve into it a little deeper and maybe use those as a tool to help other people, then it would be a good idea to get certified. And you can do that through the Voyager website, which is voyagertarot.com.
Okay, great. So I appreciate all the fascinating information. And Pat Goodall, it's glad to have you with us. And
thank
one more time, give us the website.
Okay, the website one more time is www.insideouthypnosis.com. And I have my phone number on there. If you'd like to contact me personally, I'd be more than happy to set up a phone interview with you or anything. So.
Thanks for joining us, and I will see you at the next psychic fair or whatever in Portland, okay?
All right.
Thanks
thank
a lot,
you very
Pat.
Much, Mike.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So Pat's a great guest, and like I said, I live near her in Portland, and we run into each other at metaphysical events, and I really wanted her to get on the program and share with you about hypnotherapy. So we're going to move on now. I mentioned that both of us are tarot readers. I want to talk a little bit about the tarot today. I want to remind you, you're listening to the Odyssey Radio Show. Personally, I've been a reader about 6 years, and I use kind of the standard Rider deck. It's spelled R-Y-D-E-R. And tarot is really interesting. It's it addresses any part of your life that's off balance. That comes up in the cards. And I don't just pull one card when I do a reading. I always pull like 6 or 10. So I get a whole group of cards, and they definitely tell a story, or they have a pattern to them because I'm pulling so many cards. So if there's a part of your life that's out of balance, let's say, for instance, you're spending too much money, I mean, that will clearly show in the cards. And then it's kind of like Pat said, once you've acknowledged that there's a problem, oftentimes it goes away just by putting a spotlight on it. Just the awareness is enough to cause you to correct your issues. Or let's say you're spending too much time alone, you're isolating too much. The cards will show that. There's specific cards that will really bring that out. And anything that's off balance in your life. And like I said, I read by phone also as well. I have a nationwide, phone service, so people can contact me at fountainsofyouth.net. That's fountainsofyouth.net. And there's a page on there about tarot and all the different issues I work with. So, you know, I used to work for a psychic line, but it was like, I think it was like $3 to $4 a minute. And I mean, that was adding up to like $200 an hour. There's no way I could do that. It just, it wasn't ethical. I didn't spend too much time on that psychic line. But, you know, I just work on my own, and it's much more reasonable. It's, you know, $25 to $50 for a 30-minute to 1-hour reading. And that's much more reasonable for people to, work on their issues. So some of the major areas that we explore are love life, career, family issues, friendships, and enemies. A lot of times people think tarot is just about themselves, but you can ask about other people as they pertain to you. For instance, you know, I'm having a terrible time at work. My boss hates me, and I don't know why. Well, we can phrase a question about you and your boss, or why your boss hates you. That's okay, even though your boss isn't there. We can find out what's the underlying issue. And, or if there's somebody you're attracted to, you're, you know, kind of trying to ask them on a date and they're not responding, you can find out how they feel about you. Or you can ask how you really feel about them. You know, maybe it's lust, maybe it's true love. You can kind of clarify what's going on with you, because we all throw up these smoke screens and live in denial. And it's really nice sometimes to have a neutral third party, a tarot card reader, just kind of come in and hold up a mirror to ourselves and give, because we don't have any emotional issues with your personal life. We just go ahead and read the cards like we're reading a newspaper. Well, this is what it says here. And it hits you like a big mirror being put in your face. And once again, that just examining your own life is really powerful. Another thing I wanted to bring up is that people often think they only ask about the future. But you can definitely ask a tarot reader about the past or the present. And then you're definitely going to get a fixed answer. There's not going to be much speculation. It's like, well, this is what happened in the past. And, you know, this is what happened. If something's bothering you from 10 years ago, you can ask a reader, like, why did this event occur? You know, why did my parents get divorced? You know, what was the real reason for that? Or, you know, why did I, you know, get in this huge fight and when I was a kid in school, and it still bothers me? Or whatever. And we can go through that event and find out what happened. So past readings and present readings are fixed. They're set in stone. But if you ask a future reading, it's not fixed and it's not set in stone. We can show you a future scenario, and if you don't like it, you can change your behavior. So what we tell you is what most likely will happen. If you keep doing what you're doing, here's what's going to happen. It's like a weather report. But then if you don't like that scenario, you can go ahead and change your behaviors to make a better situation come about. So you can ask about health issues and weight issues. You know, we're not doctors, of course, but we can definitely point you in a direction. You know, we can, you know, if we see back pain or something, that will clearly show in the cards, or headaches or what have you, and then we can, you know, ask, you know, tell you maybe it's time for a checkup or to go to a doctor. So once again, I'm at fountainsofyouth.net, and you just click on the tarot button, and I have a page that kind of goes over all of the different information about tarot, and I do read by phone. You can just click on PayPal and sign up for half an hour or an hour, and I will read nationwide, even though I'm here in Portland. You know, it's funny, sometimes people kind of balk at spending $25 or $50 for a reading, but what a reading really does is save you money in many cases, because if you're thinking of like starting a new business or going back to school, let's say you want to go to law school, well, that's, you know, $80,000 in 4 years of your life, and it's a tremendous sacrifice. It's going to, you know, be a huge outlay of cash and your time and your energy. So before you do that, it's important to have a tarot reading, but not just a tarot reading. We're just one helpful person in the choir. You know, you go into meditation, you talk to other lawyers, you talk to your family, your spouse, you research the field, you do a lot of different things, but a tarot reading is also really helpful in this process, because we may be able to identify something like, well, it looks like in the cards you're going to law school because your parents want you to. You know, they feel, you know, that you should carry on this legacy of being a lawyer, and you're not doing it for yourself. And if it resonates for you, it may hit you like a ton of bricks, like, oh my God, I'm not even doing this for myself. I'm doing this for my parents. So we may, you know, a $25 or $50 reading may save you $80,000. As we go through our life's paths, we want to choose the best path or the correct path. We don't want to go on detours, and we've all been on detours. We've all been on these wild goose chases that take, you know, 6 months out of our lives, and life is precious and our time is precious. So, you know, find a good reader, whether it's me or someone else, and as you go through your crossroads in life, you know, consult a sensitive reader to really help you, to be helpful. And so, you know, we get into money issues and spiritual goals. A lot of times the cards will reveal, you know, a practical problem had an actual spiritual lesson to it. you were supposed to understand some kind of spiritual lesson. I'll give you an example. For me, a lot of times I find, like, if I'm going about my daily errands, I'll be behind slow people or I'll be behind slow drivers. And I'm an Aries. I'm a real fast, me-first kind of person. That's how some Aries are. That's kind of our trait. And the reason why that happens to me is I have an overall life lesson to learn patience. That's one of the reasons why I'm here. It's kind of an ongoing lesson. So we have these ongoing lessons that are played out in our everyday lives. And there's two types of tarot cards. There's the minor arcana, which is most of the deck. It's 56 cards. And then the major arcana is 22 cards. And the minors kind of deal with our day-to-day issues, like, you know, if you went to the bank and you just wanted to do something and make a quick deposit, but you were stuck there for 30 minutes, you know, that would show up in the minor arcana. It's a minor problem you had in your day, and it might explain why, you know. But then let's say if you were getting a divorce, that's a major issue, and that would show up in the major arcana cards, the 22 big majors. So when I do a reading, I can tell by the question whether it's a minor day-to-day problem or a major life issue by the how many minor cards come up or how many major cards come up. So that's your tarot lesson for the day. And I'll talk about it on and off. By the way, Odyssey, this show is going to a new time slot. We're going weekly, by the way. We used to be bi-weekly, but we're going weekly. And I have a friend, a wonderful psychic, who will be on the show with me named Candia. And so we'll be, we go live in the morning at 9 a.m. Thursday, and then it's replayed at night at 9 p.m. So on Thursday night, it's a great time slot for us, kind of later at night, after your long day, to just relax and, you know, talk about ancient mysteries and metaphysical cutting-edge topics of the day and unfiltered news. So let me tell you a little, let's touch on ancient mysteries right now. I do have a DVD. It's on my website. It's called The Sands of Time. And if you go to fountainsofyouth.net, that's fountainsofyouth.net, and click on DVD, you will see my my DVD called The Sands of Time. And I talk about ancient mysteries. Today I'm going to tell you a little bit about Sumeria. I go through these six ancient, sophisticated cities that were very advanced, and they sprung up out of nowhere. And they all featured the building of pyramids that was kind of a link of these six areas all around the world. So the oldest is Sumeria. And what happened in the 1850s is archaeologists discovered these large clumps of dirt in the country of Sumeria, which is modern-day Iraq. So they excavated these mounds of dirt. And they found thousands upon thousands of clay tablets inside these cylinders. They were well preserved because they were baked in clay and they were inside of cylinders. And they dated back to, you know, 3500 to 4000 BC. In other words, these were the oldest documents known to man. They were much older than the Bible. And they had a writing which was known as cuneiform. And they were kind of these wedge-shaped type of inscriptions on the tablets, and they were not related to any ancient languages. It's as if they came from another planet, literally. And they were not, you know, related to ancient Hebrew or Greek or anything. So it was a real puzzle. Now, the official, you know, church and state didn't want you to know about these tablets or never spent much time and energy trying to figure out what they said, because they had an agenda, and the status quo was all set up already with the church and state, so we didn't want any new information. So this information kind of dribbled out in the metaphysical community, really, over the years, and finally in Western culture by about in the 70s, a scholar named Zachariah Sitchin wrote a series of books. They found an ancient language called Akkadian, and it did have a translation of the cuneiform, so they were able to break the code. And Zachariah Sitchin, if you read his books or if you buy my DVD, it really goes into detail about what these Clay Talbot said, they really described life in ancient Sumeria, and the big bombshell is that there was a lot of interaction between human beings and custodial gods or demigods. You know, we know that the Greeks and the Romans all believed in these gods. Well, so did the Sumerians. And they interacted with these gods on a day-to-day basis. So it kind of goes into this different hidden history of what really happened in our beginnings. And, you know, these gods, they ruled over humans at that point. And some were good, some were bad, some were honest, some were dishonest, some were angry, some were loving. They were a lot like us, really. They weren't that much different. And they had an elaborate city that they built. They had public buildings with temples, and they had all kinds of elaborate irrigation and agricultural systems, and they had dams and dikes and canals, and this was way ahead of its time. I mean, way ahead of the primitive farming techniques from 3000 BC. So it's once again as if an advanced culture or race really dropped in on us all of a sudden and gave us incredible advanced knowledge with buildings and the development of the wheel and a writing system and schools and medical science and a congress and taxation and laws and money and mapping and shipbuilding and a detailed knowledge of astronomy. It just goes on and on. They had all kinds of complex calendars that were based on the sun and the moon's rotation, and it was way ahead of its time. So once again, it's really important to learn what these Sumerian clay tablets say. They also include biblical stories. They include the tale of Noah's Ark and the Garden of Eden, but there's definitely a different twist on it, a different take on it. Now we're dealing with multiple gods, not just one god, Jehovah, of the Old Testament. It's a much more complex hidden history of what really happened way back then. And once you understand the Sumerian clay tablets, then you go back and read the Bible, and it all makes a lot more sense. It just clarifies the Old Testament in particular and the book of Revelation. So that's what I do on my tape. I grew up in the Christian church. I really wasn't too comfortable with the Old Testament. A lot of us feel there's more to the story, and I really feel like, you know, there's millions of us now that have really cracked this code and are uncovering what really happened a long time ago. So I'm not on the cutting edge. I'm just, you know, reading books and researching and attending lectures and passing on what I know. I'm not an actual archaeologist or anything going around the world, but I pass on the knowledge that I have to you. And I've compiled this DVD. It's called The Sands of Time. And I would love for you to have it. I've kept the price low at $16, you know, including shipping. So it's actually like 14 plus 2 for shipping. So it's really low and well priced, and it's a slideshow too. There's about 90 slides from around the world. So it's wonderful to sit back and watch a slideshow and a lecture and find out about this ancient astronaut theory. So please go to my website. It's fountainsofyouth.net. And click on, you know, tarot, if you would like a tarot card reading by phone, or the DVD, The Sands of Time. And I would love to share this information with everybody. So now we're going to move on and talk about some of the unfiltered news of the day. We have 5 minutes or so. And, you know, as most of us know by now, the mass media is really filtered and really controlled. The big story this week is NBC is like cutting, you know, $1 billion out of their budget. They're laying off all kinds of people. People are no longer going to NBC or the major networks for their news. It's all too filtered and controlled, and people are turning to great websites on the internet. So I'll share one with you today. It's called Infowars.com. Every day I get my news at Infowars, Infowars.com, Infowars.com, and there's a real Texas firecracker who runs it. His name is Alex Jones. He's really a wonderful patriot. He's really trying to protect America from being destroyed and broken down. And you know, I'm not saying I agree with everything he says or does, and you can't. You know, when I recommend a website or a book or something, it's not that we agree with every single thing, but you know, if you like their work in general, you pass on the website. So there's a pretty big story that's been breaking over the last few months. It's not covered at all in the main media, so I'll talk about it here. And what it is there's a giant superhighway that's going to be built through Texas. It's what it is. It's going to start at the ports down in Mexico, and goods are going to be shipped from China directly to Mexico, and they're going to go through this giant superhighway into America. Now, this is going to be horrendous because, as you know, we're trying to secure our borders and build a border fence. Well, that will all be a joke because anyone could be in these trucks that go through this superhighway. It could be Al-Qaeda or illegal people or criminals or drugs or bombs or anything could be in these giant trucks going through, Texas from Mexico and China. And all of the truckers and teamsters that have good jobs right now in the U.S. will lose those trucking jobs. It's going to be another example of outsourcing jobs. And that's what's been done. If you go to InfoWars and, get Alex Jones's tapes and DVDs, and some of them are free. You can just download them for free. You'll find out about this new world order, this one world government, and the big plan is right now with the globalists is to combine Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. So we will no longer be an individual sovereign nation with a constitution and a bill of rights and checks and balances in our government. That will all fly out the window. And what will happen is we'll just be a giant economic zone. Now, this has already happened in Europe. These globalist groups have put together the European Union. And those people feel really ripped off. It was sold to them as a trade agreement back in the 70s. It was called the European Common Market. And this trade agreement all of a sudden turned into a giant country with their own constitution. And countries like England and France and Italy have lost their individual sovereignty and control. And now they have this giant monolith, and have lost a lot of their individual freedoms. And that's what's happening in America right now. So it's not Democrat versus Republican. It's globalists versus patriots. And so once again, if you start going to InfoWars and educating yourself, you'll learn about this giant highway being built through Texas that they'll never tell you about on the news. You really have to go on the internet and find out what's happening here. So that's the plan is to just keep bringing cheap labor and cheap goods into the United States. And one thing the globalists did is they passed a law called NAFTA. In the 1990s, and NAFTA was a free trade agreement. And we used to have a lot of really good factory jobs in America. You know, you could work in the Midwest and places like Ohio and Indiana in these factories and make $20 an hour right out of high school. Well, those jobs are all gone. They all got outsourced. They went to other countries. And so Americans really lost out. We're losing our middle class little by little. And once again, what they want to create is a giant economic zone with a lot of poor, labor and cheap workers and then a ruling class. And that's why there's been such a big push for illegal immigration. And that's why it's been allowed. This is on purpose. This is not an accident. So one website to get involved to stop illegal immigration, not legal, but if you want to stop illegal immigration, is numbersusa.com. You can get involved with Congress at numbersusa.com, and you can send free faxes to Congress. It's really easy. They set it up all for you. So that's what I'd like you to check out today is learn more about this superhighway in Texas and go to infowars.com. So anyway, like I said, we have Odyssey. We're going to have a new co-host. She's a psychic. Her name is Candia. She'll be coming on in November. Our time slot is Thursday nights from 9 to 10. And we're now weekly. So we'll be giving you, I always talk about ancient mysteries because that's my passion. And that's why I created the first DVD, The Sands of Time. The second one's on the way. I'm going into the studio, the soundstage, on November 8th. And then we'll be editing it throughout November. So I'll let you know when the second one becomes available. Because I did find out more information about these What I just do is I find the oldest documents I can, the most ancient documents and the most ancient monuments that I can all around the world, whether it's Stonehenge or Easter Island or the pyramids, and we try to find out as many clues as possible and as to what it tells us about our hidden history, how we got here as human beings. So in my DVD, The Sands of Time, I dig up, you know, ancient documents like the Epic of Gilgamesh. It's very, very old. But we still have the stone tablets, and it talks about our interactions with these gods way back when in 2000 BC. So the Dead Sea Scrolls, the Lost Book of Enoch in the Bible, and I'll talk about those more next week probably. We'll get into ancient documents. So I've enjoyed having you with me today. We had a great hypnotherapist talk about how you can help, you know, change your life with hypnotherapy, and I really believe in it. So go to my website, fountainsofyouth.net, or go to bbsradio.com and click on Odyssey and find out more about this show and the archives, which are coming up. I've done about 10 shows now, so you can definitely check out the archives. And it's great being with you, and I will see you next week. Thanks a lot. Goodbye.